Merry Christmas, everybody. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and this is Christmas Day. Glory to God. Mm. Gloria, you look gorgeous today.
Oh, thank you, Kenneth.
But you always do.
Thank you, Kenneth. I'm celebrating.
Yes. What?
Where's my present?
Okay. We're celebrating Christmas. That's what celebrating.
Yeah,
we're just Christmas kind of people. That's all there is to it. Father, we thank you today.
We are so grateful
to you that Jesus came. He gave himself. He's still giving himself for us, Father, and we are so grateful.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord Jesus,
we worship you, Jesus.
We just worship you. We praise and worship, and we bow down before you, and we confess you as Lord.
You are our Lord.
Oh, to you be the glory. To you be the glory, sir. And we thank you for this broadcast today. Manifest yourself, please. We are hungry for your presence. Oh, we're like the Apostle Paul, to know you and to know the power of your resurrection. Oh, my.
Thank you, Jesus.
We rejoice and we thank you and we praise you today. Thank you again and again and again. Amen.
Amen.
And again, Merry Christmas to you, everybody. Let's open our Bibles to this very, very familiar Christmas story in the second chapter of the book of Luke. And we will look at some things. Of course, it's extremely familiar. But, you know, I've noticed this over the years. We miss more. I'm just using it just in my own experience. I've missed more out of familiar scriptures because I know go back and read them again and again and again. Now you read through them, but oh, you know, I know this. Jesus was born in Bethlehem, and da da da, and miss something that is dynamic and powerful. Well, today we're going to look at some things that I believe
will
bless
you. That'll be great.
Like that. In Luke chapter 2, and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenus was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, under the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. Excuse me. To be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them at the inn. They're not poor folks. He wasn't born in a stable because they didn't have any money. He didn't come into this world poor. He wasn't born in a poor family. He wasn't poor throughout his entire ministry. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to really get in there and romp around for a while. But this whole thing, see, there was no room for them at the inn. That's the reason he was born where he was. Now, the actual reason why he was born right there is because God designed it that way. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, it's good to remember this too, Gloria. The prophet Micah prophesied that this baby would be born in Bethlehem. 715 years later, right on time, Jesus was born, right in that spot. Now, Caesar thought he had a good idea. No, he had a God idea. That word from God, a power, faith of God filled word spoken by the prophet Micah, controlled nations and armies and moved whole peoples around and shifted things in just exactly where they would need to be in order for this event to take place.
That's right.
God is that exact, and He's just that exact with you. If you'll yield to Him, He can take you from wherever you are now, right out in the middle of who knows where, and put you right exactly in His planned will and prosper you beyond your wildest dream. But you have to cooperate with Him. Amen. Now, well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, where was it? No room for them at the inn. There were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. Now, the angel of the Lord, who is that? That is the, just who it says it is. The angel of the Lord. Amen. Now, well, I won't get into that. Maybe later. Okay, here we go. The angel of the Lord shone round about them. The glory of the Lord shone round about them. They were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Now, wait a minute. The word Christ, as we've studied on this broadcast many times before, that word Christ is the Greek translation of the Hebrew word Messiah. The Hebrew word Messiah is anointed. Anointing. Anointed. The Greek word Christ means exactly the same word. Those of you particularly that are familiar, many of you Catholics and others that are familiar with the christening, and I chose to use Catholic terminology because it is so well known, and it's proper. It's a christening. What does that mean? An anointing. Hmm. Isn't that good?
Yeah, it is.
And you christen. To christen means to pour. It means to smear, or it means to rub, to anoint. Now, oh, help me, Lord. We know. Well, yeah, well, I'm going to do it. We just got to take time to do it. Let's put your marker right there, and let's go back over to the book of Isaiah. And we'll see what the Holy Spirit had to say in the 10th and 11th chapters of the book of Isaiah. Now, you know, God calls things that be not as though they were.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when Isaiah said, surely he hath borne our griefs and our sicknesses, carried our sorrows and pains. That was Jesus on the cross, right? He's calling things that be not as though they were. Once he spoke them, they're coming to pass.
That's right. That's right.
Now, let's see what else he had to say here about Jesus. In verse 27 of Isaiah 10, "It shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off your shoulder, and the devil's yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing."
Destroyed.
All right, chapter 11. "There shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse," that's Jesus, "and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord." Now, the anointing. These are anointings. "The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him." The Spirit of the Lord came on Jesus in the Jordan. Mm-hmm. He was baptized with the Holy Spirit in the Jordan River. Amen. And then he entered into service and he began to preach. Everywhere he went, what? "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me with" what? "The burden removing, yoke destroying power of God."
Praise God.
Christ Mass. The Catholic folks are already jumping up and down right now. Mm-hmm. Mass is to celebrate. Christ is the anointed one in his anointing. Christmas is a celebration that the anointing is here, the yoke-destroying power of God. Not only here, it's in you and it's in me. If Jesus is your Lord and Savior, whoo, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And that's where the gift-giving came from, the celebration.
Celebrating what? Let's get back over there quick before any of this leaks out of your mind. Hallelujah.
The bird.
Now listen to it. Listen to it now. "As Savior, which is Christ the Lord, the anointed of the Lord, and this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God." Saying, "Glory to God in the highest." What are you so excited about? Why are you shouting glory to God in the highest? "Peace on earth, goodwill toward..." What? "Peace on earth, goodwill toward men." Hold it. Stop. Back up. "Not goodwill among men." 33 years from that day, this Jesus will go to hell and he will suffer like no man ever suffered before or ever will again. And he took authority away from the devil. And he said, "All authority has been given unto me, both in heaven and in earth. Therefore, you go."
That's right.
Oh, glory be to Jesus.
Praise God.
Goodwill toward men. Why? The sacrifice is in there. The war is over between heaven and earth. Glory to God. And you want me to tell you why those angels are so excited? You really would like to know? They, for the most part, were not created by God to spend their time just in heaven and tracking back and forth like Jacob's ladder. No, when Adam fell, just handed his authority over this earth to the devil.
Yeah.
Then the angels of God had to depart and come on assignment. Verse 13, Hebrews chapter 1, but to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all, say all.
All.
All ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. Hallelujah. Now, here they, you're going to see it right here. Man, they're going to get to come back. They're going to get to get in here. We're going to get the Garden of Eden back. Glory to God. Glory. Hey, whoa. The angels are, hallelujah.
Praise God.
They're going to get to see Satan just get the slats kicked out of him and that authority taken away from him and watch him bow his knee to Jesus.
Right.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Now, let's go back over there and look at it.
Where are you?
In Luke chapter 2, verse 14. Or 13, suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
The war's over.
And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, they had to leave. But on the day of Pentecost, Gloria, oh, glory to God, they came back.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
Praise.
That
God.
Right there is something very, very important. It's a powerful thing. Now, let's take a look at that authority. Let's go over to the book of Ephesians, please. And the first chapter, starting with the 16th verse, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Now, here's what the Apostle Paul was praying for the church at Ephesus. He's prayed, so this is a Holy Ghost prayer. You can put your name in here. You can put your family's name in there. Pastor, you can put the church members' names in there. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know, something to know, something you know better than you know your own name. This is not just knowledge. This is supernatural knowledge that comes from wisdom and revelation. This is revelation knowledge. This is knowledge revealed to your spirit being by the Holy Spirit.
Praise God.
Listen carefully. That you may know what is the hope of His calling. That you may know what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, that you may know what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above, not just barely above, far above, far above. This is what all of the excitement was about. This is what it was all about. Heaven knows something big is coming.
Yeah.
Far above all principality and power and might and dominion far above every name that's named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, excuse me, and hath put all things under his feet, gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all.
Praise God.
Now, you never saw anybody that their feet was in their head. No, your feet's in your body. Look at it again. Far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that's named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And verse 6 of chapter 2, and hath raised us, who? The body. Raised us up together, made us sit together and in heavenly places in Christ. Where is Christ?
Praise God.
He's at the right hand of the Father. Where are we? We're in him. Think about it like this. There's God, there's Jesus, and there's you. We're at Jesus' right hand the way Jesus is at God's right hand, sitting there on the throne of grace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's what he came to do and gave it all to us.
Praise God.
Isn't that just marvelous?
Gave us his name.
Isn't that wonderful? Father, we thank you today.
Yes, Lord.
We give you praise and honor and glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our Lord, for being our Savior, for being everything to us. You are everything. You are the Alpha and the Omega,
yes.
The beginning and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, and all in between. And we praise and we
praise
worship today in that marvelous name.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Gloria, you look ravishing today.
Well, thank you,
as always, my dear.
I appreciate that.
I tell you what, it won't be but about, let's see, 3.5 months from now.
What?
On April the 13th.
Oh.
Amen.
How many years?
56 years.
56 years with one woman.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah. Amen. I'm looking for 56 more.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do something special on our 100th anniversary.
Yeah. It'll be special one way or the other.
Yes, it will.
Hallelujah. This week, we're going to be showing you some partner testimonies testimonies inspire.
Yes, they do.
Your faith.
Glory to God.
I think I can say it like this, where, spiritual things are sometimes hard to put into words. But you hear a testimony, it seems like you get bigger on the inside. And particularly when someone points out exactly what they did and exactly what God said he'd do and he did, and you hear that and you think, oh, I can do that.
That's right.
Amen. I tell you, you're going to like this. I'm telling you, you're going to like this.
Okay, I believe it.
Well, it actually began in September of last year. Actually, it'll be a year this month. And I was at church getting ready to teach a prayer class, and I just began to start hemorrhaging. So we went to the emergency room and was there actually all night long. They ran all sorts of tests on me. And when the doctor came in about 5 o'clock that morning, the look on her face, I knew something was wrong. We went the next day to the gynecologist and he did a biopsy on me. And his words were, oh, it doesn't look like it is. I think you've got endometriosis. And so we'll get back to you on the biopsy. The following Wednesday night, I was preparing for class again to teach. And I get this phone call about 6 o'clock. And he said, this is the doctor, and he said, I just want you to know your biopsy report came back. And he said, it is cancer.
She called me that Wednesday afternoon when she got the report from the doctor. It hit me, and I'm like, no, wait a minute. That's not the report we're supposed to get.
And some of my staff was still in the office, so I called them in, and I said, I need you guys to pray over me. We need to speak the word, because this is what my doctor just told me. And in that conversation with my doctor, he had said, I have a spot open. You need a complete hysterectomy. So I went ahead and went into the hospital and had the surgery done, and he took out 16 lymph nodes, and said that he felt like he got it all. I was very weak. I could hardly walk. I couldn't make it upstairs to our bedroom, so I stayed downstairs in my recliner right in front of the TV. And I told my husband, I want a CD player right beside me. I want the Word. I want to listen to the Word. Gloria's Healing School, Brother Copeland teaching on healing. And there was a CD that just ministered to me so much. It was Lynn Minx singing and Brother Copeland and Gloria reading scripture in between each worship course. I played that probably 5 to 6 times a day. I told my family.
I think about wore out the CD.
I did. I have to get another one, actually. I told my family, do not come in here. You will not cry. We are not crying over this. There's not going to be any emotion. I am standing on the Word of God. I need your faith. And if you can't, you cannot come over to the house. So I had the TV on with Brother Copeland's program on there, and I put in Gloria's CDs, DVD players, and I just played the Word nonstop. So we went back to do a follow-up a week and a half later, and the doctor said, well, the reports come in and 3 of the lymph nodes have come back positive. And I got kind of mad, and I thought, no, I'm gonna fight this thing. And he said, I want you to do chemo for 6 to 8 weeks and radiation for 6 to 8 weeks. I've already set up your appointment and I want you to go. We get in the car and I said, I'm not doing it. I just knew in my spirit I was not to do it.
BVOVN was on 24/7. The CDs were going 24/7. And, you know, I saw that Word going into her and building her up in strengthening her faith. So when that report came, we were ready for it.
God spoke to my heart to make a list of healing scriptures. So he typed me up a whole list of healing scriptures. Every day I spoke those over myself. I would declare those and say, okay, this is my medicine. I'm taking my medicine today. And Lord, in your Word is life. And that life is living inside of me as I speak it over me. When we went back to him, his first words were, well, I notice here you didn't go to the oncologist.
And I think he said, are you going to,
or something like that? Are you going to go? And I said, no, we have chosen. I've chosen to get healthy. And he looks at us and he says, well, that's really probably the best thing to do. The surgeon wanted me to every 3 to 6 months do follow-up. So he did another CAT scan on me. And he said, I just want to make sure. And I said, hey, everything's going to be fine. I know I'm fine. I know I'm healed. And he says, well, in your lungs, in your chest, no, we didn't find anything. So he said, but we did find a lymph node that has grown and enlarged. And I thought, you lying devil.
I said, did you see any tumors? Well, no. I go, did you see any lesions? No. So what makes you think the cancer's coming? Well, one lymph node has increased 9 millimeters. And I'm thinking, well, that's not even a quarter of an inch, and it's only one lymph node. And so immediately we contacted her naturopathic doctor, and he said, send me the biopsy, send me the pathology, send me the CAT scan, let me see it all. So we sent it to him, and he said, they took 16 lymph nodes out of your system. Your lymphatic system is all jacked up. He said, why they would tell you have cancer? He says, what I'm reading on the CT scan and on the lab work, he says, I don't see anything. And looking at your blood, he says, life is in the blood. And I'm like, yep, that's what the scripture says. And he says, your blood is healthy. Her blood is healthy. He says, this is just a minor little thing. We can take care of this. In fact, our last visit, he looked at the blood. He said, this is not the blood of a cancer patient. This blood is too healthy. And he said, I can tell you, staking my license on it, that you don't have any cancer in your body because your blood is too healthy.
As long as I am healthy and take care of this body that God has blessed me with, then I can speak the Word, with long life will He satisfy me and show me His salvation. But I can't speak the Word and it work if I'm not doing anything to make it happen.
Now, that's why the Lord had us put Believer's Voice of Victory Network on 24 hours a day, Gloria.
That's right.
Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Think about it like this. Faith cometh by hearing, and 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 hearing.
We can testify to that.
And it comes. Did you know that there are certain animals, fish, that if they could increase the amount of food that they eat, they would just continue to keep growing. They're limited to what they can eat, not the amount that they could grow. Faith is that way. You just keep feeding it, it'll just keep growing. There's no limit to it. It's God's faith. Are you listening to me? The limit is mixing it with some other kind of mess. Hey, this is what I was talking about yesterday. This is why Jesus went to hell. This is why he was raised from the dead, so that he could say right there in Mark 11:22, have the faith of God. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, believe those things which says come to pass, he'll have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. When you stand praying, forgive, you have aught against any.
Thank you.
Hey, and faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It don't come by hearing and the word of God about once a week. Who was it said? I believe it's F.F. Bosworth. Anyway, one of our old heroes said, "You wonder why you're so weak in faith? You feed your body 3 hot meals a day, and your spirit 1 cold snack a week." But that's true, because Jesus said, "Man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Amen.
Amen.
And I'm sitting here thinking of Lashae McKinney's testimony. Same thing. She had 30 days to live. She went into it night and day. She didn't mess with anything else. She came out of the end of 30 days totally, completely healed.
Praise God.
Amen. Isn't that glorious?
Yes.
Watch this one.
My name is Adebisi Laurier. I'm from Nigeria. I live in Kano. It's in the northern part of Nigeria. And so I work in the church as a pastor. I'm a pastor in the church, in charge of the youth, in charge of training. And I oversee one of our campuses in the capital of the country. But I have my law firm, and I'm in full-time legal practice as a lawyer to my clients, my cases, and everything. Now, what happened was that last year in particular, the country went through a lot of problems. You know, oil prices fell. Globally, there was a fall. And Nigeria is a very oil-dependent economy. We rely a lot on the oil resources. And when there's a fall in oil prices, it tends to affect everybody. And so we had a new government come in. They were grappling with the corruption of the previous administration, and everything was in a mess in the country. There was no money, things were tough, no government contracts, no businesses were failing, and everybody had a tale of woe. And it was true. If you look at the natural, everything was down. No businesses were shutting down, and people were finding it very hard to make a living. But, you know, it's always funny, but it's not funny because, you know, when the word comes into you, it comes into your heart and it stays there. And when it's needed, it's like because it has been deposited in your heart, the Holy Spirit is able to bring it up when it's needed. And what came up in my heart was what Brother Copeland said, not to the partners last year, but he said many years ago, but I took it for last, says, don't join in the recession. And so I decided, look, I'm not going to join in this recession. I'm a partner of a ministry that's very prosperous and doesn't live by natural resources. And so I decided that, look, no matter what's happening in Nigeria, I'm going to live above the economy of Nigeria. And I began to sow more. I decided to make sure I increased my giving to the LITX project. I increased my giving last year. I started giving more at the beginning of the year. We didn't even know the year was going to turn out that bad. But God had put it on my heart to increase my giving. I increased my giving. I made sure I paid up all my pledges for the project. And all of a sudden, what God did for me was amazing. Some of my clients who were not based in Nigeria, they're based in Europe, all of a sudden had a problem in Nigeria, in Kano in particular. And it was like, well, we have a lawyer in Kano, and he knows what to do. And amazingly, when they ask what's your bill, they say anything he wants, just pay him. And so it turned out that last year, even though there was a crisis in the nation, was one of my best years ever, because my income was no longer tied to the economy of the nation, was tied to the kingdom of God, and God ensured that I was living far beyond what the economy could produce. God made sure that all my needs were met, everything I wanted, to not only the things I needed, but the things I wanted, everything was done. It took me to another level financially. Last year, I remember when we were having the conference, Brother Creflot said something about, when you are here resting, God will be working for you. That word was for me. Well, as we were in the convention, a client had called me. They wanted me to do something for them in Nigeria. I was here in the convention. I just called one of my staff in the office, do this. They did it within 15 minutes. They sent me the report. I sent it to my client. Before I got back from the convention, I had over $30,000 waiting for me in my account. And I believe that's God. And that's when you give attention to God's word and you allow God's word into your heart. It doesn't matter what's happening to a nation or to an economy. We're citizens of the kingdom of God. We're in Christ. And God will take care of his people. And so even though there was a crisis in the nation, an economic crisis, because of the word of God that had prepared my heart and the faith through the teachings of Brother Kenneth and Sister Gloria that had made such a change, a climate change in me, I was able to ride that wave to move to another level in my life. It was like my mind was expanded. There were certain things that, you know, were difficult to believe God for that now became easy. My expectations, the realization of the possibilities of the life I can live in Christ, what is available for me, that is not going to be determined by where I live geographically or my location, but by who I am in Christ Jesus and what Christ has provided for me. And that message works wherever you are. I stay in Kano, it's maybe not even on the map, and maybe not known by many people, but that word has worked for me in the desert of Nigeria, producing abundance, producing wealth, producing a life of freedom and liberty and joy and peace. So I'd like to encourage everybody to get to the word, stay with the word, and allow the word of God to transform them.
What did he say, Gloria? He said, I live in a place you probably never heard of. And he said, but it worked for me, yes, because I know what belongs to me in Christ. He said, get with the Word. Get into the Word. He said, the Word worked for me in Africa. He said, in other words, you could you say it like this. If it worked for me where I am, it'll work for you where you are. Because yeah, God's no respecter of person. He said, get in the Word, get with the Word, let the Word work. So you notice here, it was the Word of God. It was the Word of God that healed Irita. It was the Word of God that transformed Brother Adebisi's his finances right in the middle of a recession, and he had the best year he'd ever had in his
life.
Praise
God.
But another thing I want you to notice, in both cases, Irita got in her family, I want to point this out to you, she wouldn't even let her own children come over there and cry and mess around or that. No, if you can't stay in the Word of God and you can't stay on in faith, don't even come over and see me. Now, you have to get real with this.
Yeah.
And thank you, Lord. It's back to total immersion in that Word. Faith came. Faith always comes. It always comes. There's no such thing as faith that doesn't come. They both, in both cases, got in the Word, and both of them began to go crosswise, and they cut cross what everybody else does. They didn't go the same route as everybody else.
That's right.
Irita said, no, we've got it in our hearts. I'm not gonna go take that medicine. Now, she didn't get healed because she refused the medicine. That's foolishness. It was the word that was working, and it came up on the inside of her. She knew in her spirit she didn't need that.
She had medicine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good medicine.
God's medicine.
That's right.
And in fact, he quoted that. That it was her medicine. All right, now here's a lawyer, an attorney, that instead of doing what everybody else is going to do and draw back in the recession, he increased his sowing. He increased his giving. He comes to the United States and gets into the Believers' Convention. He is there. He is in it. He is doing what God's telling him to do, and God prospered him while he was here by $30,000.
Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's good.
Isn't that just
stay
wonderfully
with the word.
Good? It's just,
stay
oh, my goodness. Now, faith.
You cannot stay in faith without staying with the word.
No, because here it is. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word
of
God. Faith cometh by hearing, and 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 then adhering, adhering, hearing and adhering, hearing and adhering,
acting on it.
Yeah, doing what the word is leading you to do. And you just stay in it and stay in it and stay in it and stay in it, and you just lock out everything else, and it's coming.
That's right.
You can't feel it coming. Uh-uh. No, it comes automatically. Now, I'm not talking about religious tradition. I'm talking about the word of faith. I'm talking about the word itself. I'm talking about going to the words of Jesus and believing them. Praise God, the word of faith and the word of deliverance and the word of healing and the financial outpouring of God in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's how we got out of debt.
Yeah, and stayed
there. Stayed with the word.
And stayed
with
the word. Oh, Lord, we didn't, it was, well, another thing, Gloria, that we never did do. And in fact, we closed the door and burnt the bridge right at the very beginning when we didn't have anything and way behind on everything, $24,000. Behind, and that was 1967. So figure out the exchange and the inflation.
24,000 maybe.
Well, it was 24,000 then
a lot.
Would be up somewhere around $500,000-$600,000 now in today's money. And all of it bad debt. But we took communion and we set before God and we laid it out before Him. Number one, we will never ask anybody for a place to preach. Number two, we will never, ever preach based on a financial arrangement. And number three, we will never ask anybody to meet our needs. Now, we receive offerings and so forth. I mean, that's scriptural. But to call somebody and say, you're going to have to help me out here, brother. You're going to have to help me. I got to have several thousand dollars here because No.
Mm-mm.
Well, what are they going to come get my car? Well, let them come get it.
You need a new car anyway.
Hallelujah. You're going to have to make a stand, take a stand, and stand, therefore, having done all to stand. And I said, what if I die while I'm doing that? You know Jesus? Yeah. Well, the other side of that, stunning, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, take your stand. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 These 3 days we have here, and in praying about these broadcasts, I had the Lord to change my direction. And He said, I want you to finish out this year talking about faith and why it is so important to talk about it, think about it, pray about it, listen to it, hunt for it, search for it everywhere you look, why it is so important. And why we do that. I mean, we found out about this and right in the very beginning of 1967, and the impact of it was so dynamic in our lives that it didn't take a long time to change things.
Well, we were desperate.
Well, but usually people that far down in the ditch, you and I were,
caught on quick.
That you know, you'd think it's going to take, you know, a long time, a lot of hard work and then change and work hard and dig your way out of this thing. I mean, once we begin to function in the word of faith, I mean, it just yanked us up by our bootstraps and took us up out of there.
Praise
glory
God.
To God. And
awesome.
And it's just been, yeah, awesome is the word. It's, anyway, let's get to, I want to begin today in Hebrews chapter 11. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now notice, he said right here, Gloria, substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, this is telling us right here that God, through faith, the force of faith, the worlds were framed by the Word of God. He said it. Now, that's what Jesus said in Mark 11, 23. He spoke to the fig tree, whosoever shall say unto this mountain. So, and he was doing the classic teaching on the way the faith of God works. We'll get into that part of it later, but I really want to make a point out of this, because we're going to get a hold of something here. That the worlds, not just this one, the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things, all material things which are seen, anything you can see, this material universe, were not made of things which do appear, or things that are visible. I've heard more than one, but one particularly I'm thinking about now, talking about how great God is, and He created this universe out of nothing. No, He didn't. But He created it out of something you can't see.
That's right.
And it's the spiritual force of faith. Now, hang on to that, because we're going to deal with this. You're going to like it too. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Or in other words, you diligently seek God and His Word, and you use these spiritual laws, they'll work for you, and they'll work for me, and they'll work for Gloria, and they'll work for anybody just like they did for Jesus.
That's right. What is it you don't understand about that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's easy.
I mean, really. Now.
Nothing.
Impossible to please Him without faith. Why do you preach it so much? Why do you need to talk about it so much? Why does this need to be on your mind so much? Well, number one, Ephesians 2:8, you can't be saved without it.
That's right.
Number two, you can't live the Christian life without it, because Hebrews 10:38 says that the just shall live by faith. Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, Habakkuk 2:4.
Didn't the just sound like it was optional.
No. No, the just shall live. Let me put it like this. You don't just go, you know, just diddly-dobbling along your own unbelieving carnal way and something bad happens. Oh, I'm going to use my faith. It don't work like that. This is a lifestyle. Yes. You walk in this. You
it's
do
good.
This all the time. Now, you can't live the Christian life without it. Just shall live by faith. You can't walk the Christian walk without it, because we walk by faith and not by sight.
That's right.
Now, using the word walk, we walk by faith. Anytime you see that,
we move and live and have our being.
Yeah, faith. Our lives are sustained with the force of faith. We do everything by faith.
That's right.
The Scripture says that anything doesn't proceed from faith is sin. So, anytime you see this phrase, we walk by faith, that indicates 24 hours a day.
That's right.
You're serious about being a Christian. You're serious about following the Word of God and walking in the things of God and the life of God. Now, you can't live the Christian life without it. Or walk without it. You can't fight the Christian fight without it, because we fight the good fight of faith.
That's right.
And number six, you can't overcome the world without it, because this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Now, really, you could just go ahead and make your list of all kinds of different things, but those are six things right there that mean the difference between life and death.
That's right. Well, basically, without faith, you're in trouble. Everything operates by faith. Your healing, your peace, your safety.
If you're in the ministry, every message you preach.
That's right.
Yeah, amen.
If you have a job, you better do it by faith so you'll keep the
job.
You
know, that brings this to mind, Gloria. Well, that's part of the victory that overcometh the world,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And you expect... You expect a pastor, you expect a minister to be anointed, but hey, Mr. Car Dealer, if you're where God sent you to be, there's an anointing for you to do that business. You can prosper when nobody else does. You remember the lawyer that we showed his testimony from Nigeria, and in a recession time of recession, and really tough times. He wasn't a lawyer in New York. He's a lawyer in Nigeria. And the area where his practice was wasn't all that great and prosperous to start with.
Yeah.
But he put the Word of God first place in his life and prospered in a place where you can't prosper in a time of recession.
Think about it. Well, you go ahead and finish your thought.
So what he's doing, he's living by faith, but he's an anointed lawyer. Because one of the things he said was, somebody came up and said, who in the world could possibly have an answer to this? And somebody says, only one guy. And they pointed to him. You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of Daniel. Because God gave him the answer to that.
Right.
And while he was at the Southwest Believers Convention, he got a check for $30,000 while he was at the convention.
Well, think about Kenneth and Gloria before they found faith. It was a sad situation.
Oh, dear Lord.
Nothing. Old car.
Yeah.
Oh. Old clothes.
Oh, me.
Ragged,
shall we go on here?
But we heard
about
faith, and it changed everything.
And you know what?
And it still changes everything.
It got on our mind. We thought about it.
Yeah, we did.
We ate it and slept it. Any time that, me personally, any time I have had it rough was when I let faith get off my mind and get thinking about, well, you know, doing this and doing that and doing this and doing that and, well, what do I need to do here? Well, you know what you need to do, dumb. Go get your Brother Hagin tapes and get back in there and start going to bed with them every night and listening to them in the car. You know, I'll tell you something that is a great advantage in technology. When they put the the Bluetooth in the car, and I just when my phone gets in range of my car, Brother Hagin comes on.
It starts preaching
to me. I don't even have to select it. It just takes up where you and I left off last night in the bed.
Yeah.
I mean, I go get in the car and Brother Hagin's talking to me before I get out of the garage. Isn't that wonderful? I don't even have to change the dial. I could not even have a dial on my radio because this is the only thing.
Not too long ago, Ken and I were listening to Brother Hagin in bed or we went to bed, and we were listening to Brother Hagin. We had him all sitting up here on a wooden holder.
That night we were watching on the iPad. We had a video.
Oh, was that iPad?
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, Ken decides to kiss me goodnight. So he leans over here, and I said, not in front of Brother
Hagin. Not in front of Brother Hagin. And she pushed the iPad over. Not in front of Brother Hagin.
Hagin, no. It was a funny night.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Where in the world was I here?
I don't know.
I remember. Now, where am I? Hey, there you are. God created all material things. Out of the force of faith.
Everything you see.
That means everything you can see, everything you can touch, can be affected by the same force. It will respond to the force with which it was created.
Amen.
Now, whoa, I told you you're going to like this. Gloria, let's go to Romans chapter 12. Capitulo 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man or every person that is among you. Now, he was writing this to the church at Rome. So this is for the church at Rome, it's for the church in Fort Worth, it's for the church in Bangladesh, this is for any born-again believer.
That's right, the church.
I say to every person that is among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every born-again believer, the measure of the same faith that God spoke the worlds into existence with.
That gave substance to everything you see or feel. Glory to God.
That'll set you on fire. That'll set you to burning. You've heard of the Holy Ghost and fire?
Yeah.
Well, down here in Texas, it's the Holy Ghost and far. You know, set her on fire.
That's right.
Well, hey, this Holy Ghost fire with which we've been baptized is burning and flaming on the inside of us. If somebody will just set faith off a little bit, I mean that, it'll catch on fire. This will help you. I mean, just seems like the devil's using his pylon technique, which he'll do. You remember the Apostle Paul said, none of these things move
That's
me.
Right.
I remember Keith Moore. In fact, he said it on this broadcast, if I remember right, more than once. Satan was using the pylon. He'd just pile stuff on him until he just didn't think he just couldn't handle it all. And he said he came in and just sat down in the middle of the floor. He had his Bible case with him, and he just set it down and just sat down in the middle of the floor and said, none of these things move me. That's what you have to do.
That's right. That's exactly
right. And right sitting there on the floor, he just dumped all the care of it over on the Lord. Well, how do you do that? By faith. Because he is faithful and just to what? To forgive us our sins when we confess them, to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And he is also faithful and just to take those cares, worries, anxieties, and troubles, all of that stuff, all that, once and for all, dump it. And just, he'll take it. He'll take it. And if you'll leave it with him, then by faith, he'll do something about it.
I was thinking about our past and all, how we've walked by faith. Did we ever hand him something and him say, I don't want that.
No.
Not in all these years.
Dear Lord. Well, there's just so much stuff just flooding in on me here right now. And maybe we'll between now and the end of Friday's broadcast, we can bump into some of these things. But now listen. Why then? Before we get off that, think about how that'll encourage you. But don't quote these. Put your eyes on them. You need to be doing that. You need to be looking at it. And I'll give you a testimony that's fresh. Yesterday. And normally we'll come in and do 5 broadcasts in a row. And yesterday we did 2. And by the time we finished those 2, I don't know where to pinpoint it, but I was so physically exhausted. And I really hadn't done enough physically to be that exhausted. Of course, preaching will exhaust you worse than working out hard because it drains you spiritually. And so yesterday I just said, well, we'll just finish up tomorrow. So this is tomorrow. But the difference is this. Yesterday I was quoting strength scriptures. Today, I got my list out and read my strength scriptures. Boom!
Eyes.
Yeah, going. Feeding on it. My son, attend to my words. Let's go over there. Proverbs chapter 4. Because see, this is, hey, Remember how faith comes? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. That's the only way it comes. But now notice this. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. In other words, put the Word first place. Incline your ear to His sayings. Why? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. But, now look at this. Let them not depart from your eyes. Well, I don't see why you have to read it. Because the book says you have to read it. That's why you have to read it.
That's the way you take it.
Yeah, that's the way you,
one
turn
of the
now,
ways you
now
take
just
it.
Make your mind up right now. That's the reason why. And we're out of time, but I'll put this on the end of this here. Do you remember what you had your last meal? Yeah. I had a bowl of fruit with yogurt and some pecans, and I had a little cup of flaxseed, and kind of makes me hungry again. And it was good. Do I remember what it tastes like? Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's just a few hours ago. I remember very well what it tastes like. I remember I did enjoy it. I can sit here and think about this until I get hungry, and it will not do one thing towards nourishing my body. You have to put it in the system.
That's right.
It will not do one thing about nourishing your spirit unless you put it in the system. Father, we thank you today. We worship you, sir. We open our hearts and we open our minds for revelation from heaven. We look to the greater one that dwells within us, the great teacher, the Holy Spirit of the living God. And we look to you, Holy Spirit, to reveal things to us today about living the life of faith, faith in God, faith in the name of the Lord Jesus, faith in Jesus Himself. And we thank you and praise you. And Lord Jesus, we give you all of the glory,
yes,
all of the praise,
yes,
all.
Praise.
You are all. You are everything to us. Thank you, sir. We pray it all in that wonderful name, the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. We're talking about, excuse me, we're talking about faith, yeah, but yesterday, we're talking about, why talk about it so much? Why do you teach on it so much? Why do you preach on it so much? Well, we listed these yesterday, and I'm going to add another one to it today. I told you about six things yesterday. Can't be saved without it. Can't live the Christian life without it, because the just shall live by faith. Can't walk the Christian life without it, because we walk by faith and not by sight. You can't fight the Christian fight without it, because we fight the good fight of faith. Number five, it's impossible to please God without it. Number six, you can't overcome the world without it. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now, let's add the seventh one is, let's look over in the book of Ephesians, Gloria, in that sixth chapter, and in the let's begin reading the 13th verse. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Father. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth of the Word of God, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You know, the Apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God,
yes, uh-huh,
unto salvation. So he's saying here, you walk in power, this armor.
That's right.
Above all. You see that, Glory, where it says that?
Above all.
Above all.
I think that means
above. If the Bible
all.
Says above all, it's above all. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. You can't quench the fiery darts of the wicked. That's against your mind without faith.
That's a victory statement, right?
It is a victory statement. Now, why is it above all? Okay, you can't preach the gospel without faith. You can't have your loins girt about truth if you don't mix truth with faith. That doesn't work. We found that in the book of Hebrews. Amen? Didn't we see that in Hebrews where it said they didn't mix it with faith, so they fell in the wilderness? The gospel was preached to them the same as unto us, but they didn't mix it with faith. So.
Now, that's saying to me that faith is the most important thing.
That's the reason it said above all.
Yeah.
Because faith makes it all work.
That's right.
Prayer doesn't make faith work. Faith makes prayer work.
That's right.
Now, the breastplate of righteousness. How do you receive the righteousness of God? The Scripture said it is a free gift, but it is by the faith of Jesus Christ. You have to receive righteousness by faith, because your mind will tell you you're not righteous. Who do you think you are? I remember the first church that I preached that we've been made the righteousness of God in Christ made some old folk mad. But some of them were just as glad as the others were mad. Yeah. But one of the reasons why is because, you know, I'm in their eyes, I'm just a young preacher just getting started, and they've been studying this book for many years, and he's going to come in here and tell me I'm righteous, and the Scripture says there's none righteous, no, not one. Well, if they'd just gone down two verses, it'd have said they'd been made the righteousness of God.
Yeah.
But anyway, by faith, see, you have to, by faith, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be called equal with God. Now, it takes faith to believe that. Mm-hmm. The grounds for faith is not how you feel. The grounds for faith is not what I said. The grounds for faith is not what Gloria said. It's not what Brother Hagin said. It's not what Creflo said. It's not what Jerry Savelle said. It's not what Jesse Duplantis said. No, 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 no. It's not what Bill Winston said. It's not what Billy Graham said. It's what the Bible said.
That's right.
That's the grounds for faith.
We have a Bible.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
We go to the Scripture, and Jesus said it works. That means it works. If it didn't work, it wasn't Jesus that lied, and it wasn't the Word that failed. No, it was us, not most. Well, that'd be too early to get in there. Anyway, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation. Well, now, hey, you can't be saved without faith. And that's the reason it's above all. That shield.
Everything works by faith.
Now, you don't ever want to leave the house undressed. No, no, no. Put that armor on.
That's right.
Put that armor on. Now, I want you to notice something else about this armor. Taking the shield, be able to quench all the fire darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The Word of God more powerful than any two-edged sword. It is the sword. But now notice this. Praying. This is prayer armor. You put this on and pray. Now, let me, thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you. I wondered how you're going to do that. Now, notice back in the 12th verse, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Now then, slip right back over to the first chapter of Ephesians, the 16th verse. I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, that you may know what the riches of the glory of His inheritance is in the saints, and that you may know what is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought or worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities. What did you say we wrestle with? We wrestle with principalities and power. We wrestle with powers and and dominion. We wrestle against the rulers of the darkness. That's dominion. The rulers of the darkness of this world, and every name that's named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all these things, all things, all things, all things, all things, all things, A-L-L, all things. Now, notice this.
Now, that to me, that says that all things are subject to faith.
Everything.
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 Life, death.
Yeah. Now, every principality, power, might, dominion, every name that's named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things. Notice in the King James, when you see a word in italics, it means it was added by the translators. So they had the privilege of putting it in there. We have the privilege of taking it out. So let's read it without it. And hath put all under His feet.
Yes.
All is under His feet. And gave Him to be the head over all to the church.
Praise God.
Which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. Verse 6. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
With all things under our feet.
But without faith, you can't get into any of it.
Yep, that's right.
You got that when you were born again. You made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. At that moment, you were made the righteousness of God in Him.
Thank you, Lord.
You're as righteous as you're ever going to get. Now, don't confuse righteousness with holiness. Religion thinks they're both the same thing, but they're not. Righteousness was the rebirth of your spirit in right, absolute, through grace. Hey, huh?
And it's your breastplate.
Saved by grace through faith. I'm working on something here. Faith, faith, through faith, through faith, through grace, but through faith. Mm-hmm. Now, the moment you accepted Him as Lord, you sat down on the right hand of Jesus, who is on the right hand
praise
of God. In the same authority, He said, all authority. King James says power, but it's the word for authority. All authority has been given unto me, both in heaven and earth. Therefore, you go, you take my name, you preach, you lay hands on the sick, you cast out the devil.
You sit with me.
Yeah, that's good. Sit here with me till I... Sit here with me till I make your enemies your footstool.
Praise God. Glory.
Oh, glory. That's just massive, isn't it?
It is. It's awesome.
Now think about, whoa. Back up just a little bit. Put it in reverse. Back up here just a second. When you receive Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, what happened? Well, Brother Copeland, I was born again. That's exactly right. Now, let's just step right over here two books to the book of Colossians. In the first chapter, verse 9, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding." Doesn't that sound like what He prayed for the church at Ephesus? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, "that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might." The word translated might is dunamis, which is the same word. This is not power and authority. No, no. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and dunamis. And Jesus said, "Go to Jerusalem, go there, receive the Holy Ghost, and you shall receive
power.
Dunamis." Mm-hmm. All right. Now, "according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet or able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light," that we talked about in Ephesians chapter 1, "who hath," notice, H-A-T-H, hath, mm-hmm. That's past tense.
That's right.
"Who hath delivered us from the power," that's not power, that's authority.
Praise God.
That's the Greek word authority. "Who has delivered us from the authority of darkness," glory to God, "and translated us into the kingdom of God's dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, you tell me why faith is up there, right up front, right up top, right up first of all.
We've been delivered and we've been translated.
Yes, we have.
Glory to God.
Now, we nailed these, we nailed this together. Let's drive the nail through the board and clench it on the back.
Okay.
Why faith first? You ready for this? Go back to the book of Romans. And let's take a look at chapter 4. Romans 4, 16. "Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by
grace."
Now, grace is the right standing with God. Grace is God's overwhelming desire to treat you and me as if sin had never happened. Glory to God. That's why the blood. Listen. Now, what are we talking about here, Gloria? We're answering the question, why it is impossible to please God without faith.
Yeah, that's right.
Because, look at this now, "it is of faith so that it might be by grace."
Faith.
Where's faith? So that.
Yeah. Faith opens the door to favor, to grace.
Yeah, it receives
blessings.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it takes it.
Mm-hmm.
The grace is there.
If you hear that good scriptures that belong to you and say, "Well, that won't work for me," it won't work for you.
No. But faith will cause it to work for you.
Faith.
Because God's no respecter of persons.
Right.
And all the promises of God in Christ Jesus are yes.
That's right.
And amen. There's not one promise in there where He'll say, "Well, you'll have to wait a while." There's not one prophet. You will not find that anywhere in the New Testament. No apostle said it. No prophet said it. No, it's not in there, okay? That God, well, you know, sometimes He says yes, and sometimes He says no, and sometimes He says, well, wait a while. Where'd you get that? I don't know. Well, that's where it comes from.
Grandma.
It come out of the etheric somewhere of I don't know. I don't know whether that's even a word or not, but it should be.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good word. So anyhow, that's man's natural mind making up excuses for why God didn't do something. You know, sweetheart, it's not God that didn't do something. It's you and me that don't receive it. We're either so spiritually dense we didn't hear it, which that's been my case a lot, where you just, and finally one day it kind of hit you in your head and you thought, why didn't I see that over the last 45 years I've been reading this? Revealed knowledge is what the Spirit of God reveals to your spirit by bypassing your physical senses. But baby, if you don't ever spend any time in the Word, if all you're doing is just, you know, a little promise here and a little promise there, and you go to a passed away church where everything's passed away. Well, it's all passed away to you.
Forget it.
Yeah. Well, you're not going. And I'm not. Hey, listen to me, sweet people. Listen, there's darling sweet people that actually believe that that's true, but it's not New Testament. It's religion. It is based on the natural mind. Through, in some cases, a hurt heart. You got a pastor that doesn't know why. I mean, we prayed and it didn't come to pass, and I don't know, I just, you know, and you get in there at the funeral and you preach something so stupid that it should never have even come out your mouth. Well, God giveth and God taketh away. Well, Brother Copeland, that's Bible. Yeah, it was Bible. Job said it, but he was wrong when he said it. And God chastised him for it. And, huh? Well, I just don't understand. I know you don't understand, but that's your and my fault, not God's. Not if you have one of these. Well, how am I going to find out? Well, baby, hey, I just read to you from two different places here. Ooh, you got your shouting shoes on. Ephesians chapter 1. I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and you may know what the riches of His glory is in the inheritance of the saints, in His exceeding greatness and power towards us who believe.
Amen.
Pray that. Pray it for yourself. Pray it for your family. Pray it for your pastor. Pray it every day, day in, day out, day in. Put your name in there. The eyes of understanding may be enlightened, that Kenneth and Glory may know what is the hope of His calling.
Yes, amen.
Dear Lord, I've learned a little bit. Just letting the more I find out, the more I learn, the more I figure out and know how much I don't know. Man, I know this much that much I don't know yet.
You know it's gigantic. Grace and faith working together is gigantic.
It's the biggest thing there is, Gloria. It's the biggest thing.
That's true.
Jesus is alive. He is alive.
Hallelujah.
He is seated at the right hand of the Almighty God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And we're seated there in Him. We've been raised up together and made to sit together with Him. He's at the right hand of the Father. We are literally, spiritually, our spirit man is right there, right now at the right hand of Jesus.
Praise God.
Ephesians 3:14. We're going to have to get right in.
We can tell you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. All right. Thank you, Lord. I need you to open to two places, Acts chapter 3 and Ephesians chapter 3, and I'll read that from the book of Ephesians first, because that's going to come right into what we're saying here in Acts chapter 3. And in Ephesians, Father, we thank you today for this broadcast. And before we utter another word, Lord Jesus, we give you the praise and the honor to your majestic, overwhelming, awesome, powerful, wonderful name.
Thank you.
We love you, sir, and we honor you, and we praise you, and we worship you.
Hallelujah.
You are everything. Hallelujah. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. For this cause, the Apostle Paul said, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom, now I want you to get this here, of whom he speaks here is not Jesus, it's the Father. I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family, now let me make this very clear to you. Of whom the whole family, including Jesus, is named. Now, this is a very, very intricate, very, very important revelation. You need to receive this. The power of the name of Jesus. How do you measure? Well, you have to measure where it comes from and so forth, measure the power that's in that name. All right. Jesus, in Hebrews 1:15, inherited His name from the Father. Because, you see, He was separated from the Father. He was totally separated from Him.
When He was made sin.
He was made sin. He didn't sin. Don't you go lie on me and say, I said Jesus sinned. Don't you dare do that. No, He was made to be sin.
To pay the penalty for me.
And then He went to hell for that, see?
Yeah.
And paid the price for every sinner. Now, He was totally separated. You see it there in the book of Hebrews. And again He will be a son unto me. And again I will be a father unto Him. Wow. So now, I want to make this, so that this comes clear. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart, that Christ may dwell in your heart.
By faith.
By faith! Hallelujah! Ooh, no wonder you got to think you can't please God without faith. Can you understand something here? Whoa, glory to God. No wonder you have to teach it and you have to preach it and you have to talk about it, think about it, get up with it, go to bed with it. I mean, stay in it, stay in it, stay in it. Hallelujah. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. Now, If Christ is dwelling in your heart by faith, then you being rooted and grounded in love, faith worketh by love. No love, no faith. When you stand praying, forgive. Jesus said, if you have aught against any, and He was teaching on faith when He said that.
Praise God.
May be able to comprehend with all the saints what's the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know, become intimately, to have intimate knowledge, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Oh, yes, Brother Copeland.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes, but you know, I'm just so unworthy. If I swear I could get to you, I'd knock a knot on your head. Unworthy. What do you mean you're unworthy? Well, I'm just so unworthy, brother. Well, let me give you a suggestion. Get born again.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been saved, you know, since I was 19 years old. How old are you now? 91? You've been worthy all those years. And you're just now finding out He made you the righteousness of God. Mm-hmm. But that's where faith comes in. And all of those ideas, all of those unworthy ideas, all of that's not Bible, it's not New Testament. It's twisted religion, religious ideas. Oh, it sounds good. We're just so unworthy. No, make it New Testament. I was so unworthy. There's no way. I just had to come just as I am. My own righteousness is filthy, nasty rags. Mm. But He didn't leave us, Gloria, like we were. We were born again and renamed.
We had to be born again.
We were born again and renamed.
Yes.
We've been named after the Father.
Praise.
We have the same name in the Spirit. We have the same name as Jesus. We have it. We have it. He bought and Praise. Paid for it, glory to God, so that we could have His name and be called after Him in the spirit realm. And when you realize that Jesus has done that and He said, all authority has been given unto me both in heaven and earth, you go and you take my name and you cast out the devil. Amen. Satan knows that, and he'll do everything he can possibly do to keep you and everybody else from finding out that you know and have faith in that name.
Praise God. Amen.
You're not, He's not listening to you. You are not using the name of Jesus so that the devil will listen to you. Now, wait a minute. Hold on here. No. You have right to that name. Gloria. Gloria Jean Neese entered into covenant with Kenneth Max Copeland. And by covenant, my name became her name.
That's right.
It's powerful. This is taken in direct relationship to the body of Christ. It's the same thing right here.
Yeah.
And now, she has every right to use my name because it's no longer my name. It is now our
That's
name.
Right. That's right.
It is our name. You got to get this. You got to get this. The moment you were born again, it became our name. Not just the Father's name, not just Jesus' name. It became our name. The name of Jesus became our name.
Just like when the preacher pronounced you man and wife. It's my name.
When the Holy Ghost pronounced you one with Christ, you got the name.
Praise
you
God.
Got the righteousness. You're one spirit with Him.
Right.
You're one life with Him.
Oh,
I mean, you're named after Him. Glory to God. You got His inheritance. You got everything He owns. You got His crown. You got His blood. You got everything.
Amen.
It's all right here.
Praise God.
Comprehend. You need to comprehend this
mm-hmm.
with all the saints. What is the breadth, length, depth, and height? And to know.
To know.
Have intimate relationship with the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto Him that is able, He is able. He is able. Listen, He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think.
Glory to God.
According to the power that works in Jesus. That ain't what that says. According to the power that works in us. This chair, that won't hardly hold me.
Be still now.
According to the power that works in us. That mighty power is on the inside of us.
Right.
But if you don't have faith working, it can't get out. You can't summon that mighty power. You come up against the wiles of the devil and say, oh, God, I just no good. I just have a... Shut your mouth. Fill it with the Word of God. Put these words in your mouth. Get in there. Look at them. Study them. Think about them. Live in them. They live in you, glory to God. And talk about it. Talk about it to your family. Some of your family will get hot and leave you. That's all right. Pray these same words for them. They'll be back. You got the power. I've got the power. Yeah. In Him. Don't ever forget the in Him.
Amen.
Glory.
Glory to God.
Oh, glory be to Jesus. Now then, let's go get over here now. Oh, Lord, help me. Where am I here? Yeah, let's go to the book of Acts and the third chapter of the book of Acts. This is Peter and John went up together into the temple at the ninth hour of prayer, being the hour of prayer being the ninth hour, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. A certain man, lame from the mother's womb, and carried whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of him that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple asking alms, and Peter fastened his eyes upon him, said, look on us. He gave heed to them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by, you notice he didn't pray for him. He didn't pray for him. Yeah, but he was an apostle. I know it. Isn't that wonderful? He took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he went leaping, walking, entering into the temple, walking, leaping, praising God, and all the people saw him walking, praising God, and they knew as he was sat down, beautiful gate of the temple, and they were all filled with wonder and amazement. They were not filled with faith. They were filled with wonder and amazement.
Somebody said he asked for alms and he got legs.
Got legs. Gloria.
Well, it's true. Oh, yeah, it's true.
Now, Peter began to preach, and he preached, praise God. And they received faith when he preached and got born again. Now, how much time do you say, Tim? Good, thank you. Now, I want you to notice what he said in verse 16. He's preaching here now. His name, through faith in His name, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by Him has given him this perfect soundness. Praise God. Now go back to the 12th verse. Peter saw it. He answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? He said, what are you looking at me for? It's not because I spent the last years here, the last 3.5 years here with Jesus. That's not why. It's not because I'm an apostle. See, apostle is a Greek word. Sent one. Not because I'm an apostle. It's not my holiness that did this. It's a There's faith in that name. Hallelujah. What in the name? Faith in the name. Faith in the name. How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing. Get in the Word about the name. Study the name. It's my name. It's Gloria's name. It's your name.
Praise God.
Hey, we're in the family. We've inherited this name. Jesus inherited from the Father, and we inherited it from the Father. Jesus, it was conferred upon Him. What manner of love? Philippians 2, 9 and 10. He exalted Him and gave Him His name, which is above every name that is named, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of names in heaven, names in the earth, names under the earth. Glory to God. Now, that same name, all right, 1 John chapter 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. So see, that love, the same love, was bestowed or conferred on us when we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Now, He goes right ahead here in this third chapter, and He says, and in the 23rd verse, this is His commandment. What is the commandment? Well, that we love one another. Yeah, but now wait a minute. Hold on just a minute. This is His commandment, that we should believe or have faith on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. Gloria, oh, I'm telling you, we've hit pay dirt here. We hit the mother load right here. You're walking in, you got faith in that name, and that name is so powerful, even when I'm under all kinds of persecution and people are calling me everything nasty. No, I can love them. Why? Because I got faith in that name.
Right.
And that part of the commandment is to have faith in that name and love my neighbor as myself and love the brethren even as He loved the brethren, fulfilling all the law. And I can stand before the devil and say, Satan, I walk in love. I keep the commandments of God. I keep the whole law of Moses and the whole law of Jesus. Take your filthy hands off of me in the name of Jesus. Boy, you just hit Him with all of the whole load. You just loaded Big Mama. Now, how do you unloose it? Hallelujah! Praise God! Oh, glory to God! I love You, Lord! I praise You, Jesus! I worship You! I worship and praise You! I dance like David danced! I dance before the Lord! Oh, glory be to God! Glory be to God! Now, let's you just do that for about 3 days and see what happens.
That's right.
Whew, we're out of time.
Woo.
I'll be back one of these days. Hallelujah!
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Request your gift of the 2018 calendar today with scriptures and quotes from the Copelands. Put it in a place where you see it every day. Write down faith projects. And when your miracle comes to pass, write that down too, so that you can look back at your faith record for the whole year. Spend time in the Word every day. Follow along the Bible reading plan with thousands of other believers. Pick a different translation than you read from last year. See all of KCM's events for 2018 so you can plan to attend or tune in live. Be reminded of all God has promised you in His Word and keep your words full of faith with the 2018 Kenneth Copeland Ministries calendar.
Request your free 2018 KCM calendar at kcm.org/tvspecial or call 800-600-7395. 2018 is the year of Holy Ghost and fire.
Every one of you that have not yet made Jesus the Lord of your life, or any one of you that's gotten out of Father's house and broken fellowship with the Father, and you won't come back home today, you're going to get to do it on Christmas Day. Glory to God. That's got to be special of some kind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, and now listen to this. This is Romans chapter 10, verse 8. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus as Lord, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Praise
For with
God.
The heart, or with the inner man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now, when that says man, you have to understand this. particularly those of you that are new to the Bible, that when the scriptures talk about and use the word man, it's talking about mankind. It's not gender specific. There are men and women that are part of mankind.
Yeah.
And there's female tigers and there's male tigers, but they're all tigers. So don't let the devil get you mixed up in some goofy mess like that. God is no respecter of persons. He's a respecter of faith. Amen.
Amen.
So what did he say? Believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead and confess him with your mouth as Lord.
Praise
now,
God.
I'm going to lead, and you need to be speaking this out loud where you can hear it with your own ears. And those of you that are coming back to the Lord today, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Settle this forever. Settle it absolutely forever. I'll know today for a fact that I'm not just a church member.
That's right.
Yeah. To be absent from the Lord is the body is to be present with the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Pray it. Oh, God in heaven.
Oh, God in heaven.
I believe with all my heart.
I believe with all my heart.
That Jesus has been raised from the dead.
That Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Take my life and do something with it.
Take my life and do something
with it. I give it to you, sir.
I give it to you.
And I receive your life.
And I receive your
life. You're now my Lord.
You're now my Lord.
You're my Savior.
You're my Savior.
And I repent of sin.
I repent of sin.
I renounce it.
I renounce
it. I renounce the devil.
I renounce the devil.
I renounce his lifestyle.
I renounce his lifestyle.
I renounce everything he stands for.
I renounce everything he stands for.
Fill me now, please.
Fill me now,
with your precious Holy Spirit.
With your precious Holy Spirit.
Just like on the day of Pentecost.
Just like on the day of Pentecost.
I fully expect my supernatural prayer language.
I fully expect my supernatural prayer
to pray in tongues.
Pray in tongues.
Just like they did.
Just like they
did. I receive him.
I receive him.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Say it. I was born again.
I was born again.
On the 25th day of December.
Oh, yes.
Glory to God. We are providing the study notes from our teaching free. Go to kcm.org/notes. The notes for the broadcast will include the key points, scriptures, prayers, interactive questions. These notes follow along with us or for your personal Bible study or to teach a small group, something like that. It'll help you just immerse yourself deeper in the study of the Word. I'm telling you, this is good stuff, man. Now, this same faith, this same faith in that name, that all of this works in the financial realm just the same as it does because it's over all things. That includes finances and the whole thing. Listen to this now. In our usual scriptures on every Friday is from Galatians 6. Let him that's taught in the Word communicate or respond unto him that teaches in all things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that sows to his spirit shall of the spirit reap life, or zoe, the life of God. Now then, let's go over to the book of Philippians, the fourth chapter. Let me make a suggestion to you. You know, Ephesians is not but six chapters long. Philippians is not but four chapters long. Read the whole book from time to time. Yeah. Read it. Just go through those letters and read them. I'm telling you, that's where the strength and the revelation is in those letters. Now, listen to this. Notwithstanding, you have well done that you did communicate with my affliction. Now, you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me. It studied the Greek word translated communicated there, and it literally means that nobody partnered with me as concerning giving and receiving. Not just giving, but and receiving. Don't be mocked. Whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. Reaping life, reaping finances. Praise God. Now, notice this. I want you to get this. Father, I pray for every person in the sound of my voice to hear this right now. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once again to my necessity, not because I desire a gift. You get this. Gloria and I receive offerings not because we're trying to get money out of you. No. We have never done that in 50 years of ministry. We've never done that. 51 years now, next month. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. You have a heavenly account. Get the downloads from Gloria and Pastor George, and notice that, and George goes into all of the places, particularly when Jesus talked about your treasure and so forth in heaven.
Yeah.
You have a heavenly account that you lay up so that you may lay hold. You lay up so that you may lay hold. You sow, you seek the Lord and see what I'm supposed to sow, and then sow it. And it comes in here, and we pray over it, and we believe God with you, and we stand with you in the name of Jesus.
Praise God.
You're going to receive. You're going to receive harvest. We've got a special New Year's Eve service at Eagle Mountain International Church. You need to be there. We'll see you then. This is Kenneth and Gloria reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries has an exciting way for you to give and become a part of what God is doing. Text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year. Text to give is available in the U.S. only.